T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, know, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta back on the other side of the glass, and we're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at you know where. ShopRite. So the house cleaning for the New York football Giants continues. Yesterday, they traded Eli Apple to the New Orleans Saints for a fourth-round pick next year and a seventh round of the year after that. And then today, this morning, Damon Snacks Harrison to the Lions for a fifth-round pick. Bro, who is next?
Oh, that's the question. It's like Goldberg used to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's next? Janoris Jenkins?
Yeah, that would be my guess, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I think a part of why I think it will be Janoris Jenkins is, number one, he's a guy that has not been as good as he was 2 years ago,
right,
when they first signed
him. Yep.
B, he's a veteran guy. C, he's had some issues when he's been here. D, it seems like there are a lot of teams looking for corners. You know, I think the goal is Patrick Peterson, but right now, the Arizona Cardinals aren't trading him. So I'd guess Janoris Jenkins. But this morning when Giannotti broke it, or at least broke it through the radio station, I'm sure, you know, Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter had it, that the Giants are trading Snacks Harrison. I don't think anybody was stunned. But here was my first reaction to it. Really? A fifth-round pick?
Well,
that was my initial thought
because of
how good he is. Now, I get he makes a lot of money. He's almost 30. He only plays 40% of snaps, 35% of snaps. I get all of that. But still, that was that gut initial reaction was, you can't do better than a fifth-round pick?
To me, it's a fire sale, bro. That's what they're doing. They're dumping just about. Here's what's happening to me. Gettleman is basically now getting rid of everybody from the previous regime. That's what it looks like it's going on right now. That's what he's doing. I mean, just think already that he's already, when you look at it, what is it? I believe 3 number one picks already that he has gotten rid of.
Flowers, Eli Apple.
Right, and who's he? There's another one, too, they got rid of. I can't think of now off the top of my head. There's another guy.
Well, they let Justin Pugh leave. I don't know if that counts.
No, it's not Justin Pugh. It's somebody else.
Pierre-Paul.
Pierre-Paul.
Yeah,
right.
Trading JPP.
JPP.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you want to include letting
a guy
like Pugh walk away, I guess you can.
Right.
As moving on from first-round picks.
Yep.
No, I get it. I'm not even saying it's the wrong move to make. Because clearly the Giants are realizing something they should have realized
coming into the season.
Yeah, before the draft last year.
Yep.
Which is, hey, maybe we got to blow this whole thing up. Maybe we got to start over. Maybe we shouldn't look at Eli Manning as a guy that we can get 2 or 3 more years out of. And maybe we should go through the painful rebuild. And rebuilding can be painful in the National Football League, especially when it never ends, especially when it's endless. So I think they are realizing the right thing right now. I just, my initial reaction is, hey, could you do better than a fifth? And apparently you can't.
Yeah.
Apparently because of his age,
because of
his position, that's the best they can do. And the truth is a fifth-round pick better than nothing, just cutting him at the end of the year? Of course it is. It's something.
Yeah, you never know. Get somebody in the fifth round.
Well, it's an asset.
Yeah.
And remember, they lost a third-round pick next year because they used it to draft Sam Beal in the compensatory.
Right.
Not the compensatory.
Yeah.
The what's it called?
Supplemental.
Draft. Supplemental. Thank you. Words falling out of my head. So they don't have a third-round pick, but now they've added a fourth in the Eli Apple trade. They've added this fifth in the Snacks
trade. And
there's
more coming, I really believe it. When is the deadline? Next Tuesday? Wednesday?
Yeah, 6 days from now.
There'll be more.
But here's my question then. Where does it end? Because you said, hey, they're cleansing themselves from the Jerry Reese era. Well, Jerry Reese drafted a safety named Landon Collins.
Yeah.
They're
going to
trade Landon
Collins?
No,
they won't trade him.
Okay.
He's too good. I don't see a guy like him being dealt. But I think that, you know, the guys, you know, there's a lot of guys. The guys certainly making money. I'm sure they'd like to deal Eli. I'm sure Gettleman would like to trade Eli at this point.
Right.
But he's got a no-trade clause. And I just wonder, and I've said this before, are the Giants going to unceremoniously part ways with Eli Manning on a trade in the middle of a season? I just don't see that.
Well, here's my question about that.
I don't see that.
I agree that I don't see it happening. We touched on it a little bit yesterday that it's very unrealistic that they trade Eli Manning for many reasons, which we can get into. But let's start with that. The whole, is this the way it's going to end? If you're the Giants and you've decided, and I think they have, or they're going
obviously,
to. He's done at the end of the year.
No, obviously. Yes, okay. I would agree with
All right. So you know it's over at the end of the year. Is it really a huge difference to do it now? Like, what's the difference?
Yeah, I just think it's a bad look for a guy that's been a, you know, arguably, and you can make a case, you know, in my mind, he's the best quarterback they ever had. In my mind.
But what's bad about it?
I don't know. I mean, is that how you do it?
Well, but he has the power to say,
I'm not going there. No. Yeah.
So he's obviously putting his stamp on any deal, right?
He has to say yes.
So if somehow, and I don't think it's going to happen, you don't think it's going to happen, but if all the stars aligned, everything aligned up perfectly, and a deal is made and Eli says, all right, good, I'm in, then you're not really dumping him because he's agreeing to go there. So why would it be a bad situation for him?
Yeah. Look, I guess if he signs off on it, I mean, look, and to me, it still is Jacksonville's the place. I mean, that's, you know, Coughlin's there. It seems like that would be the place if it's going to happen.
Joe, I went through this in my head. All right, what team would trade for Eli? Forget about the Giant end of things.
Okay.
And the only teams, I could come up with two teams.
The Jaguars?
The Jaguars are the obvious one, and the other one are the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I could see the Dolphins.
But
did the Dolphins really, I know they're 4-3. Did the Dolphins really think that they're going? See, I still think even though the Jaguars are 3-4 and they've lost, you know, what is it, 4 out of the last 5 games, that they still feel they're only a game out in the division, that they're going for it. Are the Dolphins really in that position? I don't know.
Why not?
My
counter to that would be, why not? A, you wouldn't be blocking any young quarterback.
Well, you wouldn't be doing that.
You're not giving up.
And you know
up.
He wants to get rid of Tannehill.
Right.
You know he wants Tannehill out of there.
And you know
Gase.
What Adam Gase wants and needs? Win.
No, he does need that.
They need to win.
No, he needs to win.
And the Dolphins have this old team that I know a guy like from Stephen Howard Beach says, hey, they got to blow it up. They got to rebuild.
Right.
You're
right.
Not giving up much for Eli anyway. What the heck's the difference? Yeah. You're basically saying, all right, let me throw it against the wall.
And he would be going to Florida in both cases, which is it's not terrible.
It's not a bad spot. No, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying if you go around the league, you go through all the teams in this sport, obviously it has to be a team that thinks they can win. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's got to be a team that doesn't have a quarterback. That list is not long.
No.
Teams that think they can win that don't have a quarterback. And the only teams I could think of from a record standpoint, because you're right, I don't think Miami's that good, Joe, but they're 4-3.
No, you're right.
So it's not really over for them.
Yeah.
But I think it is unrealistic on a lot of levels because of, A, the cap situation. Eli Manning's got a big cap hit. Can a team afford to take on that kind of contract? Can the Giants even afford to eat a part of the contract that they have to in order to facilitate a trade like this? All I'm saying is the aspect of I wouldn't do it to Eli, I don't buy it because what are you really doing to Eli? If you talk to him privately, and Mike asked him yesterday, and his answer was, I haven't thought about it. Right. Well, guess what, Eli? Think about it.
Well, he also said that, you know, it's the only organization I've ever known. You know, yada, yada, I'm a Giant, all of that.
Hey, if I'm Dave Gettleman, here's what I do. I call him up. I say, Eli, you see what's going on. It's obvious. We're not winning this year. We've already moved on from two players. I'm not saying I'm trading you, but do you want me to even consider it? Do you want me to make phone calls?
That's how you'd have to do it.
Yeah.
That's how you'd have to do it.
And I think that's a classy way to do it.
Yeah.
And if Eli says, you know what, I don't want that, I want to stay here, Dave says, okay, fine. Because there's nothing you could do. He has no trade clause. So I think you broach the conversation. And one thing I don't think you should do, and this is what happened to Ken Griffey Jr. and it backfired, is wait until you agree to a trade and then say, okay, we got a trade. You want to do it? Because you put a guy on the clock like that. Griffey explained, I think, once to us that that's what happened with the Mets.
Right.
Where he was traded to the Mets, and they basically told him, all right, you got 12 hours. Go figure it out. And he's saying, hey, I got a family. You telling me I got to decide right now?
Right.
So I think if you're Dave Gettleman, sure, it doesn't hurt to have the conversation. I just think it's unrealistic that everything is going to align perfectly for them to make a deal like that.
Yeah, I would be surprised. I will say that. It would surprise me. If he does have a no trade, if he signed off on it, then, hey, he would go.
Yeah, and if you're Eli, looking at the moving part aside, because I think that is significant, if you've got a chance to win, even if it's an outside shot with a Jacksonville or a Miami, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because it's obviously going to end badly here in terms of wins and losses. They are clearly telling you that they're done and they're tanking. Now, Shurmur may not admit that. John Mara may not admit it.
But there's no question about it.
Actions are actions,
Joe. You get rid of two starting players. I mean, you know, we're both pretty good players. You know, in the middle of the year, you know, let's be honest, we all know what you're doing.
Of course. So words don't matter in this case. They can say whatever they want to say. They're obviously looking at the future, and they realize that this team is going nowhere. And the other thing they realize is that they are better off losing games. They're better
off. No, of course they are. No, there's no question.
Especially
in a higher draft choice. Of course, they're better off losing games.
Yeah. You're better off. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to try to lose. Pat Shurmur certainly, as a coach, not going to try to lose.
Right.
No athlete on the field is going to try to lose.
In the NFL, you can't try to lose, because if you do, you're going to get hurt.
Of course.
So you can't do that.
And I don't think that happens in any sport. I don't think basketball players tank.
No, it's the organization that does.
Right. You put worse players on the field.
Right.
Or on the court. That's what you do.
Right.
And then subsequently you lose. That's what ends up happening. But as far as what's next, I think the interesting question more is, who's a no? So you say Landon Collins is a no.
Yeah, I don't see them getting rid of him. He's too good a player. He's still relatively young. I don't see going.
I agree with you.
I don't see him.
He is one of the few guys I'd say I'm not dealing. Yeah. I'll give you an interesting guy.
Go.
And I think you could do well for him.
Who?
Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, I could see them getting rid of him. I don't think that's beyond. He's a nice player, but, you know, he's a wide receiver. I could see them trading him.
He doesn't make a lot of money.
Nope.
He's young.
Yep.
We just saw what happened with Amari Cooper. I mean, God forbid you get a first-round pick.
Yeah. No, I could see that. Shepard, I could see going.
The Odell thing is something that does not happen until the offseason if you want to consider going down that road. I don't think that is something that's going on in the next 6 days. And I think what the Snacks Harrison trade kind of shows you is that having a big contract is a hindrance. That
sure it is.
The guys that are going to get you more are going to be the younger guys that don't make as much money. I mean, just think about this for a second. Eli Apple got the Giants more back than Snacks Harrison.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
No, it's true.
Who's a better player?
Yeah, no, Snacks.
Of course.
No, I agree. No doubt. No, you're right.
So,
you're right.
And I think there are obvious ones. Saquon Barkley's not going to be traded.
No, he's the one guy that's absolutely no way. I would say that the one guy that absolutely no shot is Barkley.
Yeah, I think to me, if I'm making a list of guys, and this doesn't mean you're trading everybody else, obviously.
No.
But the list of guys I'm saying no to start with Saquon Barkley and Landon Collins. Yep. Those are my two guys.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Nate Solder, I wouldn't look over my shoulder too quickly.
Who wants him?
I don't know. But there might be a team. There might be.
Because so many bad
offensive
Maybe
Bill wants him back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, it would be. Except the problem is the Patriots don't miss him.
Yeah, I know. They don't miss anybody.
I was reading Pro Football Focus was ranking the state of the offensive lines in football. And the Patriots
Rams
are
number one?
The Rams are number one, obviously. The Pats are in the top 10.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they are.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sure they are.
The Giants are not as low as you think, but they're still pretty bad. They were 25th.
Well, that's pretty low.
Well, it just shows
Who's the worst, Seattle?
Seattle was like 28th. It was what team was it? I totally forgot.
Where were the Jets? In the middle somewhere?
Jets were 20th.
Okay.
There's just a lot of bad offensive lines.
There's a ton of them. There's no doubt about it.
The Texans were number 32.
Really?
Yeah, the Houston Tech. Well, they have a bad offensive line.
No, they do.
It just shows you can find ways to win games with bad offensive lines.
Well, you better have a mobile quarterback.
Yes.
And they have one, as do the Seahawks.
And the Giants don't.
Right.
They clearly don't.
Right.
But this is going to be a very intriguing next 5-6 days. This is very different. I don't think we're used to this. The NFL trade deadline has never been like this, where you're selling players. Right now, the NFL trade deadline feels cooler than the MLB trade deadline.
You know, I go back 100 years, so I remember when Ali Sherman basically dumped everybody after, like, the 1963-64 season when he traded everybody. Sam Huff, he traded Erich Barnes. He dumped Dick Modjeleski, who just passed away recently, by the way. He got rid of all he dumped everybody. So, I mean, but this is, you know, we're going back, you know, over 50 years for something like that. And that was done in the offseason. I can't remember, especially if there's another move that they get rid of. I can't remember a precedent for dumping, you know, X amount of starting players in the middle of the season.
This is starting to become a thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. I mean, if you can get the draft picks back and you know this early in the season, and I think there are teams that know. The Arizona Cardinals know. The New York Giants know. The Oakland Raiders, well, now they know based on what they've done.
Right.
If you can get picks back, why not? I mean, why not do stuff like that? The tough question is, I think this is what the Cardinals face with a guy like Patrick Peterson. I think this is what the Giants would face with a guy like Sterling Shepard and Landon Collins is, do I want this guy to be a part of the solution? You know, you're not just taking any good young player like the Raiders have, which they have, and saying, I'm getting rid of them. You know, sometimes it's easy. I think with Snacks, because of his age and position, I think it was easier to say, hey, salary cap reasons.
And like you said, he's really a one-dimensional guy. I mean, he's basically a run stuffer.
Right. But if you've got a guy that can be a guy that helps you 4 years from now, he could be a part of the solution once you get out of this mess.
Yep.
And that's, I think, the more difficult decision.
Well, the two guys, like I said, Barkley, no way, and maybe Collins might be the next guy that would not be gone.
Yeah.
Those might be the one-two
that's
when you look at it.
That's how I look at it.
Yep.
Kim Jones will join us at 11. Steve Phillips on the Met GM search at 11:20. Michael
He's
Irvin.
He's not involved in that?
Is he getting interviewed?
I don't know.
Or is he a part of the process doing the interviews?
Everybody else is.
That's right.
They haven't, I'm surprised they haven't asked us yet.
Oh, yeah. That would go well. That'd go really well. So we'll talk about GM search later. Michael Irvin plus a jet injury update, which isn't good, we'll get to.
We got a new one?
It's an advancement on. I'll give it to you right now. Bilal Powell to the IR.
Done for the year?
Yes. Yeah, that's a big blow. It's a big blow to the. Hey, maybe the Jets will be in the market for running back now.
What was the injury? I don't even know. They didn't even say.
It was a neck injury.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a neck injury.
Bilal Powell done for the year. That's not good.
No, it is not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.